The Ebola death toll is still rising. A Christian Chinese dissident is out of jail, but he's not free. And a mission group shares the challenges of success. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A new map showing more parts of West and Central Africa are at risk for Ebola infections. In addition, the World Health Organization says thousands of new infections are expected in the next few days. Jim Snyder of EFCA Reach Global says they're teaching communities about hygiene to stop Ebola from spreading, but they need your help.
Right now, the best thing to do is to help out financially because the resources are extremely limited. We're just not seeing the funding.
Go to missionnetworknews.org if you'd like to help out. Now, as they work, Snyder says Reach Global responders get a chance to tell people about Jesus and how he died to save them.
A lot of people have lost loved ones. A lot of people are very, very afraid, and it opens up the opportunity to share the hope of the gospel.
Ask the Lord to protect believers who are responding in Christ's name. Pray God would use this crisis for His glory. Meanwhile, the U.S. is entering the fight against ISIS. Also, a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda is closing in on a Christian town in Syria. E3 Partners is in close contact with Syrian believers, and they're asking you to pray right now for the situation. Ask the Lord to protect Christ followers in Syria and to help them find a safe place to hide. Pray for overwhelming peace instead of terror. Find details in a full report at our website and follow the 838 Facebook page for updates. This is Mission Network News. 4 years ago, the Lausanne Congress for World Evangelization met in Cape Town, South Africa. One delegation was notably absent. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says even though they couldn't share their plans then, the delegation didn't just sit. Instead, they launched Vision 2030, a huge missions initiative.
They've become the best in the business in terms of making things happen. So all they need to do is kind of translate that manufacturing know-how into the mission-sending engine of the church.
This summer, the gears of that engine, key church leaders, meant to figure out how to answer this question.
How can we send 20,000 missionaries from our country and plant over 2,000 churches cross-culturally all across the 1040 window?
Asian Access is partnering with other like-minded groups to add fuel to the engine already in motion.
We have formed a partnership to come alongside and mobilizing and equipping of these churches where we would help recruit from our church partnerships all across the country.
We turn next to China with a follow-up about Gao Zhejing, a Christian human rights lawyer. Many of you were praying for him while he was arrested and rejoiced when he was released last month. But China Aid says the persecution he endured behind bars is telling. Advocates say he's been utterly destroyed. Once a man who spoke strongly for freedom to follow Christ, now he's barely able to speak at all. We have 5 ways to pray for and with him posted on our website. And training youth to be effective leaders wherever they go sounds like a great idea, right? Well, it is, but for a small mission organization like Moses, Inc., there are big challenges. Gary Antcliffe of Moses says the youth learn how to lead during mission trips, but
after they are not involved in the trips no more, they seem to fade away, and also so does their families and their support group. And so, therefore, it's always on a rotating basis that we have any individuals helping us at all.
It's not a bad thing. Volunteers take what they've learned into their lives, but it's harder to get certain events going. So, would you pray for Moses? Antcliffe says,
of course, we couldn't do it without the Lord's help and spirit along with us. And at each board meeting, we have a time, a session of prayer and thanksgiving for what the Lord has done for us.
Visit us online to learn about their upcoming dinner auction. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.